Father John O'Brien, the associate pastor at St. Ambrose on the Hill, can give you any number of theological explanations for the popularity of parish fish fries.
It's a form of penance to give up meat because meat is associated with celebration. Fish are immersed in water, right? It kind of reminds us of our baptism in a way. And also we have to recognize that, in the Bible, fish is very prominent. So I think that resonates with folks.
But head out to a church on Friday night, and the reasoning is much less intellectual.
It's just part of who we are.
Nick Cameron writes a blog that originally focused on slingers and dive bars that mostly ended when his daughter Ella Jane was born, especially since he'd quit smoking as well.
That's kind of when the fish fries came in, to add a little bit more content. It's something we don't really question. Even people that aren't Catholic like myself, it's like, oh, it's Lent, there's going to be fish fries.
Cameron has gone to St. Stephen Proto-Martyr multiple times in the 5 years he's blogged about fish. The weekly dinner is held in the basement of the parish school, where people sit at communal tables and eat fried cod and macaroni and cheese off styrofoam plates. Mayor Francis Slay is apparently a frequent visitor. Also in line at St. Stephen's on the second Friday in Lent is a group that calls itself the Tilapia Mafia. They're easy to spot because of their matching T-shirts. Jason Kemp refers to his wife, Ashley Schuster Kemp, as the don of the group. She's also the only Catholic.
The rest of us really do it for the friendship and the beer and the party and the fun and the atmosphere. There's a real sense of community, I think, at these churches. I've never met a single person that wasn't just, like, having a good time.
The Mafia isn't the only group that makes the rounds of fish fries during Lent. The STL Fish Fry crew was the brainchild of bar owner Stephen Smith, who runs the Royale near Tower Grove Park. Crew member Kevin Parenton says Smith is probably the only actual Catholic in the group.
It has nothing to do necessarily with being Catholic. It's a community thing. It's a St. Louis urban thing. I suspect in other cities and communities, it's more focused on the religious aspect, but I don't get the feeling here.
For their first fry of the year, Parenton and the crew head to St. Cecilia's, which is better known for its chiles rellenos and tamales than its fish. Mariachi music wafts through the air. Volunteers sell chips and salsa and margaritas to those waiting in line, a line that snakes around the school gym and out the door. Martha Torres helps organize the chaos in St. Cecilia's kitchen. She says the fry was intended to connect the Hispanic community to the parish. Though most of the diners have always been non-Latino, Torres says St. Cecilia's has still achieved that original goal.
When the Hispanic community saw that it was an attractive stop for other families, they were also interested in volunteering with us. Also, when people who's not from your community are interested in the way you celebrate stuff, they bring a lot more resources for us.
Essentially, says Father John O'Brien at St. Ambrose, fish fries are a perfect way to highlight a basic tenet of the Catholic faith.
I think that it's a great opportunity to show that we're a welcoming church, to show that this is a welcoming faith, that God comes for all and loves all.
Even if that love is shown via fried cod. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.